The FDA has told Pfizer it's working to approve its COVID vaccine rapidly. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We could see vaccinations beginning on Monday or Tuesday, depending on when FDA gets everything signed.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, the day after an FDA advisory committee recommended approval.
Hospitals around the U.S. are prepping to roll out the vaccine as they wait on the final green light. Meantime, shipping companies told Washington they've spent weeks coming up with supply routes and sophisticated tracking devices to monitor the vaccine's location.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, the FDA will consider Moderna's vaccine next week. Another one being developed overseas, it's a snag. Fox's Simon Owen is live in London.
Dave, this is another of the COVID vaccines pre-ordered by the U.S. government. European drug makers GlaxoSmithKline and Sanofi say their shot is running late and won't be ready until the end of next year. The delay is down to disappointing results from clinical trials. The vaccine doesn't offer sufficient protection for older people, although the companies say they remain confident and plan to run new trials in February. Dave?
Simon, same old in Congress.
Struggling families, exhausted health workers, and anxious small business owners are waiting.
Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, still unable to work out a compromise with Democrats. Extended unemployment benefits run out for some in 2 weeks as they continue to consider Corona financial aid. Now, the Senate also has to approve a short-term funding bill by tonight to avoid a government shutdown. Still no word from the Supreme Court if it will consider Texas's attempt to block the election results in four states that went for Joe Biden. President Trump tweeted, "Save the USA."
I'm hoping it's quick because I think America needs to get this resolved as quickly as possible.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton claims the states unlawfully altered their elections. Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, in a response to the court, called the suit baseless. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently. And other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny, pleasant weekend. We'll get to 67 today, 46 overnight tonight. Partly cloudy, 69 on Saturday, 50 on Saturday night. Sunny and 68 on Sunday, 44 Sunday night. 10-mile-per-hour winds through the weekend.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM Graham, LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here. Russ, I know we had a little dead air. I thought you were pulling up some
just
Christmas.
Just for a second.
I thought you were bringing Christmas music or something.
You know, I got a phone call if you want to take it this early.
You do?
All right, we'll take it.
You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, heard a while ago that something about the snowbirds and the good colored snow butterflies still all stuff.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, well, I have an idea. Why don't we just make it illegal for snowbirds to come to Yuma? That way they wouldn't tear up the roads. We could put a big RV resort over at Summerton, and then we wouldn't be holding up all the lines and traffic, and, of course, you wouldn't have all the business stuff. They could shut down and move to Summerton, and the chains could all move to Summerton. And then Yuma wouldn't have to worry about the snowbirds or having the snowbirds hold them up in line at Sam's.
Because
that
I would
solve the problem.
It wouldn't solve anything, and I would miss them, and we enjoy them.
No. We just move them all to Summerton.
I want to be one someday. Don't ruin it for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then there's this bumper sticker the other day that said, if it's snowbird season, why can't we shoot them?
Well, there's another reason for it, and that's a whole other show. I appreciate the call, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
You guys had a good show earlier, I guess.
Yeah, we can't hate on snowbirds.
No, you know what? It, being background as a restaurant industry,
big part of our.
It's amazing the impact that snowbirds do with most of the businesses around here.
Just drive careful, look both ways.
Yep.
They're guests, you know.
Now, it is interesting. I would be interested to see how a lot of the very large RVs take the roundabouts.
They do fine.
Do they?
Yeah.
I've not actually sat down there, but that was my only question is, what's that doing?
I remember a pickup truck is about 17, 18 foot long. Some of them are a little longer than a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
The RVs are generally 40. I mean, just twice the size as a pickup.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
So anyway, what we were saying is, hey, it's good morning. It's Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Good morning, Russ. I was listening to some of the show this morning. You guys were having a good time.
Yeah, it's just not long enough. We could, this is one of those days we could have used 4 or 5 hours, you know, because there's a lot to say.
I agree, 100%. And the same is in the credit and the mortgage world. And again, sometimes credit and mortgage and stuff like that is just the most boring stuff. I like it. It's kind of exciting.
Well, it is exciting because you have success at helping people, success at putting people in houses, and I think that's what's exciting, not the numbers, but the numbers is how you get there.
It's not the numbers, you're right. It's making or allowing people to avoid some of the mistakes that I made when I bought my first house. You know, we've talked about that $50,000 mistake that still chaps my hide, but it is what it is, and it's a good learning experience.
Yep.
But, you know, what season is this?
It's Christmas.
Christmas. Okay, and what does everybody typically do for Christmas?
Eat too much, spend too much, and sometimes drink enough for a headache.
There you go. Okay, so the spend too much is the part that I want to talk about. And I don't care what you want to go spend. Treat your family right. Do it the right way. But, you know, the last 3-4 months we've been talking about this is the season that it's debt refinance season.
Right.
Well, now we've hit Christmas, which is the, hey, you're going to ruin your credit score for a 30, 60, 90-day season.
And when you say ruin the credit scores, it's because you put your credit cards to a limit that's going to cause a few dings.
Correct.
And may not pay a bill on time, those kind of things.
And it's not a big deal, but we have been such a instant gratification society for a long time. I know you have Mint. You look at your balances. You look at your stuff. You probably have your credit score there on your phone.
Do you not?
Okay. So you and everybody else have gotten to that, hey, instant gratification. I want to see where I am at a moment's notice.
Right.
Well, 30% of your credit score is the ratio of what you owe to what your credit line is on your revolving credit cards. So, again, let's say you have a $10,000 credit card and you only owed like $3,000.
You're golden.
You're golden because it's under a third. It's under that magic 33%. But let's say you went out and spent $2,100. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot. It's only $5,100 on the card. But you're now over 50%.
And that's a little bit of a nick.
And that probably took 10 to 15 points off your credit score.
Right.
Now, what happens when you have, and again, I'm not saying anything bad about the individual card, but let's say you have a Visa and a MasterCard and a Discover, but you also went out and had, let's say, a Dillard's and a Kohl's and a Target.
And we're just talking credit cards.
Correct. Okay. And so you went out and you went shopping at Kohl's with the Kohl's card, and you went to Walmart and used the Walmart card, and you used your Visa because you bought some stuff online. So every one of your credit cards just went over that 50% mark.
Yeah.
You could easily take off 40 or 50 points off your credit score.
In a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. Now, does it matter?
No, not if you're not going to buy anything today necessarily, except it may affect your insurance rates. It may affect some rates in some ways.
So the reason I say that is it's not going to affect anybody unless they need to go borrow money at that moment in time.
Right.
But because we've become such an instant gratification society, what's everybody going to see? Oh, my gosh, my credit score went down. Oh, my gosh, my app just says my FICO went down, and I don't know why because I didn't miss a payment.
I think it's good to be aware and know. I think it's good.
As long as you know the why.
Keep in perspective and know the why.
You know, like when you've been in business.
Yeah,
when
I am in business.
Well, no, but I'm saying, I hope you're in business.
Yeah.
Paying the bills otherwise is a hard thing.
Hmm.
When you're in business, if you tell your guys, clean the floor,
they
might do it. But do they understand why they're cleaning the floor?
It's a great question.
Okay. If they know it's, and I'm assuming you clean your floor because it's a safety hazard or an OSHA thing, or it's just making sure that the store is presentable for the customers from an impression perspective.
Right.
Now, if they know why they're doing it, are they more likely to keep the floor clean?
Yes.
Okay. Same thing with credit. If people know why it's going down, then there's less of that freak out moment. And that's
correct.
The biggest questions I get in the December time when, yeah, they're not buying a home, but I have past customers. Oh, my gosh, Derek, why did my FICO just go down 25 points? Oh, my gosh, Derek, what happened to my credit? I just got told it went down 50 points, and then we do some looking.
I think that understanding, and what you're talking about is understanding and not panicking and understanding where you are. Along with that also goes is how fast can I get it back up? What's holding it down? Because here's what I see in people. Some people look at it and they say, all is lost. I can't fix this. And they go on through life and just trudge through knowing I'll never have a good score again. And it's just so wrong because they just don't understand whys, again, that it's like that. And they think, well, I suck. I might as well just go ahead and buy another stereo on credit because I can't fix it anyway.
Now, and you're right. It's just a game. Credit is literally a game, and if you know the rules to the game, you can win. And if you don't know the rules to the game, you're just...
But everyone should know the rules because it does affect us at some point. So at least we should know, like, I want to buy a house in 5 years. How do I get there?
You should, and it's not difficult to find the rules. I mean, I've got a whole handbook that I've written on credit that I can give anybody a copy of it.
Could you have the Cliff Notes? The small
I do.
I want the little one.
I actually, it's only about 8 pages. So
I don't,
super simple. Can you read 8 pages, Russ?
Yes, and I don't want anything I need a slide rule for.
Okay.
I just
no slide rule. Very simple. Call the office, give you a copy of that. But it's the funniest thing to me that I want to know how things work. Now, ironically, Russ, you're in the auto business. I don't understand how half of the electronics and the computer components work from a car.
Right.
I understand most of how it works, and I understand that there's a process that, okay, if it's making an odd sound that it doesn't make normally, I got to go see you.
Right.
Or if that little, alienating light on the dash comes on that...
Comes in.
Okay, I got to go do something.
Right.
But there are certain things that I know I have to do, whether it's gas or oil or air in the tires, and those things that everybody needs to know why they do that. Well, how many people drive around with tires that are inflated to like 25, 27 miles?
Too many.
Okay. What does that do to their fuel economy?
It hurts it, and it also hurts the tires. It could hurt everything. It could hurt the alignment. It hurts a lot of things. And it prematurely wear out your tires, and I don't have a lot of money to throw at tires.
That's the funniest thing to me is people will drive around with underinflated tires, and it's wasting their money.
Yeah.
And the same thing with credit.
Oh.
You don't need a good credit score at 364 days a year. You only need it on the one day that you're applying for something specific.
But you need to know enough about it, what's causing it.
And you need to know how to fix it, when to fix it, or you need to come see me or Bill or Ray or Farrell or Tara.
Sure.
Come in and sit down and say, what do we need to do? Because it's so easy to see your score.
And once you realize how easy it is, you'll get, you can follow it. Like I got Mint. I can follow it all the time. And mine's hurting right now because I got some credit out there for my business. And
I thought you were going to say you bought some good Christmas presents.
No, I didn't do any of that.
Scrooge.
Yeah, pretty much. But I know exactly where I am. I know exactly what's going to be in a few months. You know, I can tell you where it's going to be because I know what I'm doing. And it's not that difficult because I figured it out.
None of it is that difficult. Trust me. If you and I can both figure out, it's not that difficult. But you need to know that it's not a forever in life. It's like a picture. So, Russ, if you said you're wearing a black Precision Auto shirt right now today, are you in that same thing tomorrow?
No.
Probably not. But if I took your photograph today, all I'm going to see is you're in an Air Force hat with a Precision Auto shirt. That's what I see today. But tomorrow, for all I know, you're not wearing a hat and you're wearing a tuxedo. I don't know. But it's that picture in the moment is what your credit score is. And you can change just like changing a shirt. If you paid all of your balances down to under that magic 25%, if you will, your credit score will change tomorrow as long as those creditors update the balance.
You got to take a break, man.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll talk about more after the break. This is Money Talk, AM560 KBLU.
To enjoy a longer productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Good morning, everyone. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU, just a little before Christmas, it sounds like.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, can you get some Nat King Cole in there?
Come on.
That's Christmas for me. And I remember going into my grandmother's house, and I don't know if you remember the furniture back in the 70s and 80s, but she always had the 60s, very retro chic back then, teal furniture, and she had that huge console that had a turntable and an 8-track player in it.
Yeah.
And Christmas, she always had Nat King Cole playing on the record, and you could hear the crackle from the needle and stuff. That's Christmas to me. And you know what's funny is we're talking about how life is just going at a pace that's just astronomically quick. Would you agree?
Yeah, it does. And I'm aware of it, but I'm not aware that it happened so fast.
Unbelievably fast when you look back and you think, you know, back with my grandmother. That, you know, Nat King Cole then, that was kind of hip and new music, and now you and I say that's a classic Christmas song.
Rebels.
You know, and you think, what is today's Christmas music that will become classics later? And I go back to some of the mortgage industry stuff. What we're experiencing today with debt and interest rates, not just in the mortgage, but this is going to be history in 2 years, 3 years, and you're going to look back and go, wow, do you remember that time in history when we could have or we should have or we had the opportunity?
Oh, yeah.
No different than listening to Nat King Cole when he was hip and coming out, as opposed to, you know, now his daughter Natalie is singing the same song as a duet with him, which was kind of a cool way that they merged the old song and the new song.
Yeah.
But you're going to look back and go, wow, we had an opportunity. And some of the opportunities that exist are just crazy. Now, you and I have talked about this before. Am I the guy that ever suggests normally discount points?
Oh, no. No, that's not a big deal for you, because you're not looking for, well, a bragging right. Well, I got a 2% mortgage. I mean, that's not your big deal. Your big deal is what fits your current situation the best.
Right. And so there's people that they work. There's people that they don't work. And typically you need to be in a home 5 to 6 years before you really want to start looking at paying discount points. Now, here's the only thing I'm going to say. Here's the asterisk, as always: credit score, loan program, etc. But did you know right now what's the safest loan in terms of what an investor would assume? Not a borrower, but an investor who's actually buying mortgages, like on Wall Street.
Oh, you mean when it's backed by the government?
Correct.
Yeah.
So VA, FHA.
Right.
So those two loans combined, and USDA, because that's still in the same pool of Ginnie Mae, those are selling at the biggest premium, if you will. Wall Street wants those because they are implicitly insured by the government, as opposed to Fannie and Freddie, where you still have private PMI. Now, we think Fannie and Freddie are still insured by the government, but it's still a private mortgage insurance that funds them. If you go back and look at VA and FHA, did you know that there are people who are paying a couple of points, but they're getting 2.25% as an interest rate?
No.
Okay.
That's a 2.25%.
Say that again.
2% is real.
2.25 on a 30-year fixed.
Wow.
And you start looking at these and say, okay, during this season, you know, we've had the debt restructure season. Now we're going to have ruin your credit score season with the holiday shopping. But this season also is the time that you might refinance your home, but you also might buy a new home and lock in something that's a 2.25% rate.
It seems so ridiculous. It seems like almost interest-free.
Well,
you know, that's just...
It is near. But here's what's... When you say that, I worked with a couple yesterday. They're buying $250,000 home.
Yeah.
And I always say it that way because I want people to understand that that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
$250,000 home, $250,000 home, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. They paid a little bit in points. Not a lot. They paid a little bit in points. And they got a $1,332 payment, PITI.
Wow.
Principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and the PMI on an FHA loan. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Let that sink in. And I look back, you go back in history, you know, I'm very good with numbers. I look at the home that my parents bought when we moved here, and I can tell you the address, I can tell you the purchase price, I can tell you the interest rate that they had on their first and on their second, and that payment was what that payment is. And they spent $110,000 on a home back in the early 80s, and they were spending more than that on a $110,000 home, and this couple is buying a $250,000 home, earning today's wages, not early 1980s wages, trying to afford a home. And their debt-to-income ratio is so uber low that this is almost like a walk in the park for them. They actually had to ask me 5 times, is that the real payment? Is there something else? What are we missing? That seems too low. Like, no, this is where you are in this season in life. So, you know, this is also the time that maybe everybody relooks at, hey, maybe I want to move up to a bigger, nicer home, turn the old one into a rental property, because, you know, I love suggesting rental properties.
And rental rates are high, you know, because there's a lot of people looking not only for homes, but for rentals, and they're not cheap.
They're not cheap. Rents have gone up. If you talk with, you know, the three property managers that I talk to almost on a daily basis, but between these three, they manage about 600 properties, and they're all full. They have a vacancy, they clean it up, they turn around, put it back on the market, and it's rented.
And
why? Well,
no, I mean, I'm saying they're getting premium price, too. They're getting good pricing, so if you're in the market to buy a house and can get that so low, you know you can rent your existing location for probably more than you're paying on the mortgage there without paying that off.
Yeah, and here's the thing, do it smart.
Yeah.
I want everybody to have some of the opportunities that, you know, seeing everybody financially naked, I get to see what people do right and what people do wrong and what some of the commonalities are with the people that are getting ahead. If you want to learn how to do rental properties, call me and ask. If you want to understand, you know, what cash on cash rate of return is, ask. If you want to learn some of the pitfalls and some of the problems that I've seen, ask. It's not a big deal. Come in, have a cup of coffee, and spend 30 minutes with me. I have no problem telling you what I've learned over the years, because I don't think many people are willing to come in and ask. But in this season, holy smokes, could you get a very low rate on a brand new home, move into something bigger, and potentially turn your home into a rental property. Now, in a year or two from now, do you and I believe interest rates will be higher?
Yes, of course. We said that last year, and we're dead wrong.
We were dead wrong, but we also didn't figure on something called COVID-19.
Right, and that shook up everything.
That changed everything, and you understand the biggest purchaser of mortgage-backed securities is still the Federal Reserve again. So we talked about quantitative easing and QE2 and QE3 before. We're doing it again. The Fed is buying securities and sticking them back in, and that's what's driven rates so low.
But it can't go on forever.
You would assume not. It's almost like they have an unlimited checkbook. I don't know. I wish I had their checkbook.
Yeah.
But so there's huge opportunities, and this couple is just an average couple. You know, Ben and Yuma, a long time. Known them for probably 38, 40 years. They're getting a great house. They're moving somewhere where they love it for their family. They've already kind of figured out, you know, the kids' bedrooms and what it's going to look like. And you can see this is a huge game changer for them.
But see, economically, and let me just say, what you just explained, economically, we look at like, wow, that's going to be a big ticket. You know, what about, they're doing that and saving money.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's really cool.
Yeah. If I told you where they're renting right now, their mortgage payment will be lower than what they're spending in rent now. For a bigger, nicer house.
They got to feel great about
it. With a huge bedroom that their older kid will have room in the bedroom, as opposed to, you see some of these bedrooms that there's not enough room for a queen-size bed in there. So great setup. But this is that time that we're all going to look back in a couple of years and say, geez, do you remember when? You know, hey, do you remember when Nat King Cole was singing that song and it was live as opposed to, you know, recorded? And so I look back at some of these things and say, you know, I wish I would have done X, Y, or Z. How many times do you, and you can't change it, because I think everything
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, and everything is a learning growth moment. So every decision you and I have ever made have put us in this position.
Put us right where we are right now.
So I'm good with them. But you go, wow, I wonder what it would have looked like if X.
Right.
You know, wow, I wonder what it would have looked like if Grandma and Grandpa back in the day bought 10 rental properties because prices were so super low. You and I know they weren't low. They were comparatively correct for the income levels of the day, right?
Right.
And inflation takes everything higher. Well, right now, prices of homes have still continued to go up. So the price of the home hasn't come down, but what has come down so low to make it affordable is the interest rates. The only reason interest rates are so low is because of this thing called COVID-19 and the economy shutting down and the Federal Reserve stepping in and buying mortgage-backed securities. So you have a moment in time that in, I don't know, I'm going to guess about a year from now, we're all going to look back and go, wow, do you remember when 30-year fixed mortgages were in the twos? And most people are going to go, yeah, I took advantage of that. And you and I know there's going to be some people that say, geez, I wish I had taken advantage of that. But you still have the opportunity. You can still call.
It's here. You need to take advantage of a break.
Hey, let's take advantage. Do you have to use restroom? Is that why you're asking for that?
Nope.
Or is it really
it's
on time?
It's just the clock.
All right. Well, since we're on the clock, this is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Good morning, everyone. See, now that's Grandma's house.
Yeah, you like that sound better now?
That,
I couldn't put the scratchy in the record because it's digital.
Well, it's close enough. I mean, it's AM. There's a little scratch in it anyway. It's fine.
That's right.
Well, I mean, just telling you. Yeah. So, you know, that right there is walking into my grandmother's house back in Scottsdale. That was that Christmas for all of us. And you think of some of the Christmas traditions that we won't be able to do this year. You and I were talking about, you know, whether it's big Christmas parties, most of the businesses and people that you and I know.
They've been put aside.
Christmas parties have been put aside. You know, we're talking about whether the lettuce drop or the New York, you know, ball drop, all those things are going to happen. A lot of the Christmas and New Year's traditions are being put on the back burner this year. But we still have to have some of those Christmas traditions with our family and friends and say, okay, let's be safe. And let's also still build those relationships. Because at the end of the day, it's that relationship, I think, that matters.
Sure.
And, you know, what's one of your fondest memories growing up as a kid or young adult for Christmas?
You know, and it's just going back to Grandma's house and stuff. It's a trip. It's something that's definitely out of the norm. It's not just we put a tree up in the house. It's that we loaded things up and we took off to something adventurous.
Okay, what's your best memory?
is that it's going back to Illinois and going back to Mount Sterling putting up trees and stuff at Grandpa's house. And then a present that we gave Grandpa that was a big TV my parents did that, you know, it's the only time I ever saw him cry, you know. Those kind of things, you know, kind of that impressive. But.
And back then, TVs were expensive.
Well, yeah, my dad was a TV repairman at the time. You know, he did that on the side. He's military, but he was electronics, so he repaired it.
So he probably took parts out of.
Oh no, no, he brought it right brand new from the hardware store in a small town, right there, and took it to his parents' house.
Probably. Good for him.
Probably a month's salary. You know.
So you know, it's funny you say that. You go back to again things that. Your home. It's where you spend and create these memories, and it's where you build exactly that. So in my home, when my grandparents passed away, as things got separated, I got their old Admiral TV set. Now, I asked my grandmother once before she passed, how old is that? Because if you look at it, you know, the two doors open on the one side, and here's the TV. The door opens on the other side, and it's a phonograph. They didn't call it a record player. They called it a phonograph, and the speaker was built in underneath. And she answered me this way. She goes, well, New York got TV, and forgive me, I don't remember the year, so I'm drawing a blank, but she goes, New York got TV this year, so North Dakota got TV the year after. So we bought the TV the year we got television broadcast, so this is that year. I think it's like 42? 43, something like that. But it's just a cool old console, and the TV doesn't work. The phonograph still does work.
Yeah.
Super cool. And you think of the memories that, you know, we used to go up there and have Christmas and watch black and white shows on the TV, and she would, this is my other grandmother, not on my mom's side, but my dad's side, and she would have records playing on that, Christmas music, hearing the crackle in the back. So now that we're on air, you think, the memory that I have with both of my grandmothers playing records with the scratchy, you know, crackle in the back, that's Christmas to me. It's interesting.
But
now, in retrospect, why do I always have Christmas music playing? Because it reminds me of that. Same thing for me coming back to mortgages. Building what you can put together for your family, this is the time to go grab one of those homes because I'm just afraid that people are going to miss out on the opportunity. It's not because we need to do more deals or anything like that. Oh,
and even after this opportunity is gone, you can still buy a house. It's just going to be completely different because the interest rates may be higher, which means you can afford less house.
Correct. And it's not that you won't afford it. It's not that mortgages won't be there. It's not that things are unobtainable. I just look at the word opportunity.
Right.
And this is a situation that has happened that makes the opportunity so much more affordable for everybody. And, you know, why were the auto dealers so successful with their 0% interest rate sales? Here's a hint. They said 0%.
Well, yeah. I mean, where could you get free money? I mean, it's the same as if you paid cash for it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's unbelievable when you get 0%.
So think of just mathematically, and please, let's do the math even so it's in my, you know, it's easy to do on the air. But let's say that person who's buying a $200,000 home, if their interest rate today is 3, but 2 years ago it was 5.
Uh-huh.
2% on 200,000 is $4,000 in interest.
A year. Right.
Now divide that by 12. That's $333.33 plus
a month. Yeah.
Now that's a huge difference that you've got to overcome. How many people do you and I know drive cars that are $300 or $400 a month payments?
Oh gosh, yes.
It's free car payment.
I know people that drive $700 a month.
Well, I do too, but. That difference is, maybe that's the difference between calling Tom up and saying, hey, let's put $300 a month away in an investment account. Or maybe let's put $300 away in the kids' 529 plan. Or, hey, let's use $300 a month to start paying off all the other debt.
Yeah.
Because like we've talked about, this is the season you're going to rack up debt.
Yeah, lots of options. Pay off that debt that's the highest interest. Don't pay off a 0% financed car.
And now you say that. Why do you say that, Russ? You're correct, but why do you say that?
Well, because some people don't differentiate. They start saying, well, this is the easy one and whatever. But when you have a credit card that you're paying 20-something percent interest on.
One of the biggest mistakes that I see everybody make is it feels good to pay a little bit extra on each card.
Oh.
And I see people that go, hey, I'm going to spend $50 extra on all five of these cards, and I'm going to try to pay them down. Well, you're exactly right. They're paying some on the 20% interest rate card, some on the 10%, and some on the one that's 0%. Like, no, wait a minute. If you have this extra cash flow, let's strategically look at which one you want to be paying off. And I'd rather see people take the whole $250, yep, put it on one card, and knock that out and spend the minimum payments on all the others.
Correct.
Get rid of one and then take that $250 plus whatever the minimum payment was on that card and apply it on the next one and just kind of let this thing start paying itself off, you know, I want to say smartly, but there's got to be a path and a plan. You can't just say, hey, I'm going to willy-nilly throw $50 at a card and hope it's going to work, because that same person who thinks they're spending a little on extra, you're never going to feel it until you pay them all off.
Right.
Because they all have to be paid off for you to have any kind of a difference in your budget. How does it feel? I mean, you've gotten to a point where you paid a car off in life. How did it feel when you had that car paid off and you didn't have a payment due the next month?
Oh, it's the way I've always lived, though. I mean, look, I generally, up until this Hyundai, I've just paid cash for cars. So I don't like payments.
You don't like payments, but for most people that have payments, the thing that feels the best is when you've paid it off.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I made my last car payment. I can't believe it's mine. I paid it off.
My Hyundai is not paid off, but my interest rate is like zero. So mm-hmm. Why would I do that?
Now, you made a choice. That's a smart choice. So where are you putting your money? You were talking about rearranging some of the work debt because you invested in machinery that I remember you clearly talking about.
But I put it on my personal credit cards and I'm paying an outrageous interest and, the business is paying for it. It doesn't matter. It's getting paid. And we shouldn't have that burden.
Now, so, 'tis the season. Here's how we're going to help everybody this year. You don't know if there's things you can do to change your credit score, because the higher your credit score, the lower your interest rate should be, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, we've talked about annualcreditreport.com.
Right.
Okay. Everybody write that down. Annualcreditreport.com. That is the website that the three credit bureaus allow you to go look at your credit. It used to be once per year. The COVID carve-out is now you can do that once per week. Did you know that? No, Russ, you did not. So you can go to annualcreditreport.com and go look at what the data is on your credit score. Now, please, I'm just going to tell you this. You don't have to spend money to find out your credit score. I'm just telling you to go there to see what the data is that's underneath your report. And you'd be surprised how many reports have old things that are not correct. They have late payments that weren't actually 30 days late. Russ, what's the definition of a late payment on a credit report? How many days past due must it be?
I don't remember.
30 days.
Okay.
Not 29, not 29 and a half, 30 days late. So you'd be surprised how many reports I see, and we go through each and every one, and the customer will say, well, no, I was never 30 days late on that. Great. Get me a bank statement. Let's see when the payments went out, and if it was not 30 days late, then you go prove to the financial institution, whoever is reporting it that way, that it's not late and get those late payments removed.
And that's easy to do, or is that a...
Very easy to do if you can prove it. But you'd be surprised in auto companies and credit card companies that give you the, hey, you can waive the payment this month. You've heard some institutions saying, hey, you can waive your payment for Christmas. Hey, you can defer your payments. You'd be surprised how many don't get reported correctly, and then there's some late payments on your credit report. Now, all you got to do is go back and prove it, and then they will remove it, and then that completely changes your score. But what I would love to see everybody do is go to annualcreditreport.com and validate the data that is on your report. Whether it's inadvertent addresses, make sure that there's no inquiries, make sure that the reporting history is correct or balances are correct. And you remember that little thing. Do you remember that small data breach that the credit bureau had?
Well, yeah, only like $150 million.
Yeah, I mean, small thing that nobody talks about anymore.
Yeah.
Data breach, 150 million Americans, social security numbers and everything out in the wild, out on the dark web. Okay, so everybody's data got inadvertently hacked. Can we agree on that?
Yes, that's okay. The way to look at it.
So how do you know if anything has been put on there, unless you actually look?
You don't.
You don't. And like I told you, sometimes it's merging data back and forth. Remember how I used to tell you that my credit, when that whole thing happened, that I got an American Express that was applied for that I never actually applied for?
Yeah.
Okay. And
Somebody did.
Somebody did. Okay. So somebody got enough of my data that they did that. So we'll talk about annualcreditreport.com and a couple other things after the break. This is Money Talk, AM560 KBLU.
Truckmates, you must fix up your pickup truck store. Is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
And he looks at her and says, hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop us love.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk, AM560 KBLU. We have a caller. You're on the air.
Whoop, missed it.
Well, we don't have a caller.
My fault.
You hung up on
my
it.
My bad.
So, now, we had Nat King Cole on, and then you went back here. I don't understand. Christmas!
I'm kind of halfway in.
there's only a couple of shows between now and Christmas.
That's right.
So... You know,
not for me.
Why not?
Because I do every day.
Well, okay. All right.
Couple
well,
for you.
You have a couple more weeks worth of shows before
there
Christmas.
You go.
How about that?
All right.
You know, weather's good. There's tons of opportunity. Credit, mortgage. If you have questions, don't hesitate to call. I mean, really, that's the scary thing, that most people don't want to come into the office. They don't want to ask a question. They don't want to even...
No, and they should, but long before they need to buy a house. Because, look, the mortgage part for you is very, very easy if everything else is in great balance. It's just a matter of, like, filing it. And, you know, it's still a lot of work, but it's just filing it. You don't have stumbling blocks. And if you get that credit rating, the credit history, and everything lined up all the time, that you, because you know you're going to pull a trigger, and then you just go in and say, I'm ready, and it's smooth.
The mortgage and credit part is basically square pegs and round holes.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And I know you can't take a wheel that's a four-lug wheel and put it on an F-250 that's an eight-lug, right?
Nope, can't do it.
Weird, it doesn't fit.
Yep.
So you have to have the right tools to put this thing together, but at the same time, the longer you have, the easier it gets. So
right.
I would rather be talking to people 3 months, 4 months, 6 months before they were going to buy a new home for their family.
And if you're in real trouble, a year.
Maybe,
because you want to get everything lined up to where you don't get into that. And you've done many, many mortgages where things keep popping up because I didn't have this report, I didn't have that report. You told me this, it was this, and your credit rating, you know, you were going to pay this off, you didn't pay that off. And then
weird,
just,
that happens all the time.
It just drags out.
Yep.
And it's not pleasurable for the person that has to go through it. I mean, that's stressful. It's not good.
It's not good and it's stressful, but at the same time, when I bought my first home, look, I will eat a bologna sandwich and a tuna sandwich for the next 6 months if that's what it takes me to save up the down payment.
Right.
And me and Hormel Chili and Tang got to know each other really well.
Tang?
Oh, that was, come on, Hormel Chili, Tang, bologna sandwiches.
Man.
That was like my dinner of choice when I was saving up money for a down payment. Hey, you know Tang was invented for astronauts.
I knew it was a NASA thing, but yeah.
So, you know, you look at some of these things, it may not be pleasurable. It may not be, hey, let's have a filet mignon, you know, once a week, but you got to do it to get the house. And if you've got to go through to fix the credit, you may as well do it once, because once it's done, then it should be fixed.
You know, I think the key to that, of people getting incentivized, is if they understand it's possible. I think a lot of people go ahead and eat the filet because it won't make any difference anyway. I can't fix it.
Everything is fixable with enough time.
If they really sit down with you and go through it, and they realize, oh my gosh, if I just did, you know, the bologna sandwiches for 6 months, I'll be golden. I can do the things I want to do.
Mm-hmm. But you have to accept the path and the plan, and you've got to be able to experience. You're going to have a little bit of pain either way. You're going to have a little bit of pain now and do it, or you're going to have a little bit of pain later and not get the house or the credit or whatever.
A little pain later lasts constantly.
Uh-huh.
If you do a little bit of pain now, then the pain doesn't come back.
Right.
If you play it right.
If you do it right. And so I would rather do that now. Had a couple come in this week. They weren't really sure that they could ever buy a home. You know, they were willing to have mom and dad buy the home, and they would then rent it from mom and dad. It's like, look, if mom and dad buy the home, it's a rental property. They're going to put 20% down. You and I know interest rates are higher on an investment property, correct?
Right.
Okay. So are mom and dad going to spend 20% down, because that's what you have to do for a rental property, and take a higher interest rate for you guys to have a house? Or would you like to just shut up, strap in, let's get this done for the next 120 days, and if you do what I tell you, when I tell you, you'll be a homeowner in 120 days. Are you willing to do it?
Yes, and I hope so. And then after that 120 days, you've got a pathway to not get in trouble again.
And what was interesting is they didn't believe that in 120 days they could be a homeowner. Said, no, here's what you're going to do step by step by step. You have to go do this today. And, you know, some people that need a little more direction, I was a little forceful and I said, no, you're going to go do these two things today and you're going to call me back by 5 o'clock and let me know they were done.
No option.
No option.
That's the best way sometimes.
Now, when that's done, then this weekend you're going to do these things, and then you're going to bring them back to me on Monday so I can validate those are done. Now, what did they do by 5 o'clock yesterday?
They called you.
They called me, and they got those two things done. And what's interesting is the mom who was there, here's the best part of the story. The mom who was there that was willing to do it but really didn't want to be stuck on the credit for a house that wasn't hers, you know what I mean? She didn't really want an investment property, but she was willing to do it to help her kids. She called me back and said, thank you so much. I really didn't want to sign on for another home because it's really theirs. I said, great, I don't want you to either. But then she called me back. She goes, I've never been able to get my kids to do that. I'm like, well, sometimes you just need a bigger stick and you need to be a little bit more forceful. And I'm sure I can't get my kids to clean their gosh darn room, for crying out loud.
Let me talk to them.
But I'm sure if you came over, their room would be spotless, for crying out loud. So sometimes it's just that, it's that authoritative person that just needs to say, this is how you're going to do it. So, Russ, can you be over by like 5 o'clock and get my kids to clean their rooms?
I can, and they'll never be the same.
Please do. So I'll expect you over there about 5:01. But there's such a path for everybody, and they just need to say, no, it's possible. And I don't care if it's bad credit. I don't care if it's buying your first rental property. I don't care if it's buying your 10th property. I don't care if it's moving up into a bigger home. There is such an amazing opportunity. And let's come back to, we live in America. We have the best interest rates we've ever had. We have the freedom to work and live and be anything that we want to be. You can do it. It's just, what's that path you want to walk? Is it that big thing of Hormel, Chili, and Tang, or is it, hey, I'm going to go to Redbox and rent 3 movies every day, and I'm going to go through drive-through for lunch and dinner? And
Starbucks,
I'm not saying that's wrong either.
Day,
if that's the path and the plan, you know what? I feel good when I go through and I don't have to cook too. I feel good when I go get a Starbucks coffee.
But budget it.
And if it's in the budget and you get to do it, great. But there is such an amazing opportunity that I go back to that couple. They're buying a $250,000 home. They've got good credit, not great, good credit, and they're doing this right, and they're setting their family on a path for the next...
Give me a good credit number. When you say someone has good credit, what's the number they got to hit to say, okay, that's good?
That customer has over a 660.
Oh, that's it?
The way you say that, that's it. Yeah, that's... When you look at a government loan, FHA, VA, a really good credit score for government loans, 660. There pretty much is no difference between 660, 680, 700, 750. So that guy or girl that goes, hey, I got a 700 credit score with FHA and VA and USDA, doesn't matter. An average credit score, 640. A really not great credit score, but still doable with a government loan, 620. There's still good options out there. The days of saying, hey, I got a loan and I had a 500 credit score, no, those really don't exist the way you and I think they used to. But a 660 credit score is fairly easy to do. And it's more of it is cleanup work and just making sure that the scale is balanced. Do you remember the old banker scale, like in the old gold rush days, that have like the scales of justice, the blind scales of justice? You know, you got the one side that you put the perfectly weighted weight, so you know whether it's an ounce or 2 ounces. And then on the other side, you put the rock of gold or the rock of copper, whatever it is. We should use copper because Arizona is the copper state. But you put that nugget over here, and you just watch which way the scale is going. Is it too heavy on the rock, or is it too heavy on the weight? That's all credit is. There's the good side and the bad side, and that's all it is. So there's a path and an opportunity for everybody, and what I love about it, we're Americans. We get to choose that. We get to live where we want to live, work where we want to work, spend Christmas how we want to spend it. So I promise you, I'm going to be playing records with scratchy little songs.
You really have an... You
I just
have
told you the
player?
Old Admiral, 1940-some
Admiral.
But you're
using it.
I'm going to turn that thing on, and we're going to listen to it. And, I hope I still have a needle. So I think I threw the needle away.
Yeah, when you said it worked, I didn't know you actually used it.
It completely works. So from all of us at Academy Mortgage, from all of us who get to work and live the way we want to live, we want to reach out and say thank you to anybody who has served or is serving in our brave armed forces. I know we couldn't do this. We're talking on air about just things that make us happy, Russ, because there's a group of men and women who are willing to protect our freedoms at a significant cost.
That's right.
So from all of us at Academy Mortgage, have an amazing week. Stay safe, everybody. Let's get ready for Christmas in just a couple short weeks. Bye.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
from the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio. This is News Talk 560 KBLU.